Hi, this is Michaela from customer support. How may I assist you?
Michaela, my name is Bill Holland, Hollin. I'm calling you because I got a call from Capital One about a fraudulent charge. And when I spoke to Capital One, they told me that this is a number I can call you. It's Majestic Smart Appliance. I don't know who you represent, but they said there's another charge on there for like $7, which they weren't declining. So I'm trying to find out who you are.
Okay, so we do represent 100 online vendors. If we can pull up an account for you, then we'll be able to confirm, what company you order, if you ordered a product from them and what you're being billed for. Could you provide me with your zip code?
19083.
Okay. And what's your for you said that was like the last name Holland. What was your first name?
It's either under Bill or William.
Okay, one moment. Okay, I do have a William Holland. Could you verify the email for me?
dhollin@comcast.net.
Okay, so we have a different email.
You have a different email?
Yes. Do you have?
Is it a Gmail account?
No, it's scullycompany.com.
Oh, that's my business account. Okay, wholland@scullycompany.com.
Okay, gotcha.
So who is
So.
Majestic Smart Appliance?
Yes, so you on December the 15th, do you recall ordering the tactical bag?
A tactical bag.
Yes. And so
Yeah,
that.
but not from Majestic Smart Appliance.
So, like I said, we represent over 100 online vendors. So the name that shows up on the statement, unfortunately, banks can just pick any of the companies that we represent and assist with.
All right, so
But.
let me tell you what I remember
Mm-hmm.
vaguely. This was one of those things where, an internet deal, which I should really ignore. Oh, we have all this excess inventory, but we'll sell it to you just for shipping and handling. And then, if you want, you charge, a couple extra bucks and there's a warranty on it. I do remember doing something like that, but not for $39.99, for about $7.99 or $8.99. So I said to Capital One what was going on because I called them directly, and they're leaving the $7.99 alone. I don't know what the $39.99 was, but I didn't order anything for $39.99.
Yes. So the tactical bag that was ordered, that is offered to you as a gift. You pay the shipping on it, which was $7.95. That has
Okay.
already shipped out on December the 16th. It shipped out. You should have
Okay,
received it by
that's
now.
fine.
If not, it does take three to. It could be a delay because of the holidays. The follow-up charges, however, when ordering that product, there are terms, and in the terms, it does state that they're offering you that as a gift in hopes that you will join their club. If you don't want to be a part
Nope,
of
I'm
that
not
club,
joining any club.
yes, sir, I understand. I'm just explaining to you why there was an attempt to charge you.
Okay,
However, there was.
no, excuse me, I'm sorry. I'm going back and forth, and I don't know where you are, but it's been a long day for me so far. Because I've seen this before. I manage a lot of people, and this has happened a number of times. And, I did it on kind of on a whim, and I just want to make it very clear that it's very nice that they're sending a tactical bag for shipping, but I'm not joining any club. And that charge was declined and will continue to be declined.
Sir, yes. So I was just going to state that I was just trying to explain why you're being billed. And secondly, what I was going to state is that due to the fact that the charge did decline, we can go ahead and cancel that subscription for you now, and there won't be an attempt to bill it again in the future. because once the charge declines, it doesn't actually doesn't go through. And again, if we cancel the account, so I got that subscription canceled for you, and I do have a confirmation number if you would like to take it down.
All right, hold on 1 minute.
Okay.
Today, every time I pick up a pen to write, it doesn't write. Mm-hmm. Lots of paper, but pens don't write. How long a number is it?
It's about seven, about nine numbers.
I should be able to fit this on a piece of paper, and I shouldn't run out of ink. What's the number?
It is C as in Charlie,
263-298-543. And this is just me being a 73-year-old old executive in business for my entire life. And I'm sure everybody has their reasons. But you guys are acting as a clearinghouse for, like you said, 1,000 different companies. Correct?
100.
100.
We're the customer service for 100 online vendors.
It's more than two. I would talk to somebody. And if I owned the company, I would say, okay, everybody's going to get together. We're going to come up with a clever name and, you know, customerservice.com or whatever. So when anything goes out, instead of me seeing something like Majestic Smart Appliance, which makes no sense to me, there's got to be some kind of a generic name that you guys could use that wouldn't.
Well, I personally don't have any control over that. We're just, we're just customer service, so we're just here to assist you with the account after the order is already placed.
No, you don't understand what I mean. I know you don't have the control, but every once in a while, companies have, like, put a suggestion in, and, you know, you win a savings bond or something. I know my company does it with what we do. We own and manage apartment buildings, and we have people that work for us to come up with ideas. We even have residents that say, hey, how about can you try this? And, you know, we, if it's something that works, you know, we thank them and we award them with something. So, okay, that's just me, you know, I don't know where you are, but it's 9:45 and I'm tired. Thank you very much. I hope you have a wonderful evening and a happy and healthy new year.
You too. Thank you for contacting us. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Oh, that's the latest thing.